Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 282. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And thank you so much for listening. It always, every single day, amazes me just how many of you listen and subscribe and just how many opportunities that has brought me personally. So I'm so thankful for that. And I've got some really exciting news to announce in the coming weeks and months, some things that I've been working on for quite some time that I'm really excited to share with you. But until then, here's another episode from me. Again, just the guy who likes to share his feelings on the internet, apparently. And today is no exception. And today's topic is one that I think we could all relate to. Lately, I've been really relating to this, and that's why I decided to do an episode on this topic. And, you know, maybe lately, maybe it's been the pandemic and just being cooped up and not really being able to do everything that I want to do. Maybe it's my birthday last week, the big 3-3. But regardless, lately, I've just been kind of falling to this cliche that my best days are behind me. You know, that I've lived a good life. I've lived a full life. I've had a good crack at things. But now it's like, it's different now. Now it's like early nights in. My back kind of hurts. My 401k is looking nice. Getting together with friends requires 3 weeks of advanced planning, like that kind of vibe, right? Just that my best days are behind me. My exciting, fulfilling days are behind me. And, you know, lately I've just been feeling this way, like tempted to think this way. But if you know me, there's no way I'm actually going to conclude that. I might be tempted to think that, but, you know, I might have off days where like that's one of the options I put on the multiple choice quiz of my life. But if you listen to the pod or you know me, there's just no fucking way I'm going to actually believe that's true. Pardon my French, but it fires me up. this idea that there's no way that I'm going to believe that my best days are behind me. So I wanted to hop on here, do a quick episode on the mindset that I have that really kind of fights this temptation to believe that your best days are behind you. Because I know for a fact, no matter how tempted I am to think that on bad days, I know for a fact that my best days are not behind me. And not only that, but I think it's the opposite. You know, my best days are today. My best days are tomorrow. And so I just want to take 10 minutes here and give you my insight on how I genuinely believe this, not forcing myself to believe this or by, you know, repeating some mantra or anything like that, but like actually genuinely, logically believe this. And it feels really good to believe this and to know it and to affirm it that my best days are ahead of me. They're today, they're tomorrow. So wanted to share this with you on this episode. Before I do, quick 30-second request for you that if you're enjoying the podcast, it really does help if you share it. Just throw it up on Instagram, Facebook, heck, spam it on LinkedIn, whatever you got to do. It really does mean a lot. Sharing it with friends is how the show grows, and growing the show is what allows me to do this for a living. So I'm so grateful when you do share. It really, really actually does help. Not just one of those things you say, but it does help. So that's it. And you can also visit newmindsetwhodis.com and pick up a journal or two if you'd like as well. That really, really helps. So thank you either way. Thank you for listening. That's all I've got for you there. So let's get into this. This is, again, your feeling that your best days are behind you. I think it's a temptation we all face that, you know, you've already peaked, that you'll never get those experiences back again, that whatever it is, college or your early 20s or your 20s or even your 30s, whatever, that those were your best days. So the question is, how do you get out of that like mental funk and literally like take your power back, like take your power back from this idea that your best days are in the past? Because that really is no way to live, right? It's like walking around, moping around, being like, oh, I already peaked. It's all downhill from here. Like you're counting down the days. That's such a low energy state. And I want more for myself. I want more for you. I'm sure you do as well. So here's what I do. Literally my like mindset for this, like the logic I go through. So for starters, you got to recognize that cliches aren't helpful here. They just aren't. Like, it'd be easy for me to do an episode where I just give you a mantra that says, you know, your best days are ahead of you and you need to affirm that every day until you believe it. And then voila, the power of your mind. I've never found that to work for me. It probably doesn't work for you either. So you can't force yourself to just believe that your best days are ahead of you. It doesn't work like that. In the same way, you can't force yourself to love someone. You can't force yourself to enjoy a job. Eventually, it kind of collapses on itself, right? But what I found that you can do is get to a point where you genuinely believe in the power of your future because you've broken it down logically. And I say that word logically because your soul loves logic. Your soul, your heart, your head, whatever you want to call it, it loves like intuition, intuitive conclusions, logic, because there's no forcing that. So here's what I do to accomplish this. Here's how I like present the evidence to my soul that it could then be like, all right, okay, you know, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Case. And so the first thing I do is I realize the following. I realize that personally, I know that I am still capable of growing, Case, personally, that regardless of whether my best days are ahead of me or behind me or whatever, I recognize that I, Case, still have room to grow, that I can still get better in some aspect of my life, right? Maybe it's my career, I could get promoted, whether it's my fitness, I can get stronger, my confidence, I could become more confident, whatever, right? I believe that I still have room to grow. And that has nothing to do with whether my best, most exciting, most fun days are ahead of me or behind me. I know, irregardless of that, that I have room to grow. And I'm sure you believe that about yourself too, right? You're not at the ceiling yet. You still got room to grow. So then within that context, I recognize that this means that I am going to need to outgrow older aspects of myself. Of course, right? That's how you level up. You go from one to two. And I have no problem with that, right? Of course I don't, because that's how you grow. You move past your old beliefs, your old habits, your old mindsets, maybe old friends, exes, whatever it is. You move past them so that you can level up and become the person that you know you're capable of becoming. So I recognize that first, and I have no problem with that, because to get to tomorrow, you've got to move past today, and I recognize that. And because of that, it's like I take pause and I consider that then there's nothing wrong with moving past certain times in my life. And when I understand that, things kind of start to click here. In the same way that I know I had to outgrow version 1.0 of myself to get to the next version, I had to outgrow less confident Case, low self-esteem Case, I had to outgrow entry-level marketer Case, I had to outgrow I don't know what I want in a partner Case, right? In the same way that's true, I also know that I have to move past old days, right? Old experiences that came into my life. And when that's the case, I can look back and realize, you know what? Yeah, I had some great days in my past, but in the same way that my personal growth requires me to level up past my old versions of myself, it's the same when it comes to needing to move past those former times in my life. And when that's kind of my thought process, I can look back with more peace and less anxiety. I can look back at trips to Vegas, spontaneous nights out with friends. I can look back on trips to Japan, gallivanting through Europe. I can look back on being able to drink all night and being fine the next day. I can look back at always having something fun to do, tons and tons of friends, whatever. I can look back at those days and not feel that it's all downhill from here. And I can do that because I recognize that just as my personal growth requires me to sacrifice old versions of myself, it requires the same with time. That if I want to continue to grow and progress, I have to move past those days. And that's fine, because it does not mean that those were my best days. It's simply part of my growth. And when that's the case, I can look back with peace. I no longer need to look back and be envious of my younger days. I no longer need to guilt myself that I'm not living those days right now. I don't feel less or down because I've moved past them. I can appreciate what I had without the desire to go back to them. And that might sound familiar to you because I've said that phrase before when it relates to exes in your life, that I think it's helpful to be able to look back at your ex. And no matter how it ended, no matter if it turned into a toxic relationship or just, you know, turned into a dumpster fire of a breakup, or whatever, you should still be able to look back and pick certain moments that made you smile, and you can appreciate those moments, but not feel the need to go back to them. And it's the same with your past. It's that when you realize that you can keep moving forward and also look back at memories and appreciate them instead of going wanting and needing to go back to them, that is peace. And that is embracing your growth moving forward. And you can do this because you know, again, that you have so much more growth to accomplish. And that just as growth requires you to sacrifice aspects of your old self, it's the same with your older days. You know, your present and your future days contain the growth that you're looking for. And so there's no need to beat yourself up because you're no longer in those old days. You can appreciate what you had without the need to re-experience them. And so the way that I rationalize that, again, this is all just like logic and how you break it down. The way that I rationalize that is as follows. I remember, and this is like the crux of my logic here, so keep following me. I recognize in myself that we're all tempted to think that change in life is risk. That, you know, a change in lifestyle, a change in your habits, a change in your friend circle and your age, whatever. We think that transitioning into a different phase in life means it's going to be worse. That because it comes after great, amazing, fun, fulfilling days in your life, that it's going to be worse. We think that different means worse. But I think we really need to check ourselves here because that is so not true. And I think this is the key to no longer holding on to your younger days as like your best days. It's recognizing that different does not mean worse. Different friends, different habits, different energy levels, different ideas of fun, different drive, different goals does not mean they're worse than what you had in your earlier years. And this has been such a game changer for me because I used to think that the only way to, you know, live a quote fun life, for example, fun life here in Chicago was I got to be day drinking during the summer, hanging out on boats in the playpen during the summer, hitting the clubs on Fridays and Saturdays, dating apps, spontaneous trips, getting big and jacked and everything, right? That was my definition. And yeah, that was a great phase in my life. I enjoyed that. I embraced that. But now that I'm older and past that, I've transitioned into another phase, a phase that is defined by a new understanding of what is fun to me. And I recognize that just because it's different, it's not worse, not in the slightest. Different doesn't mean worse. And I don't have to lament that I've moved on from old definitions of fun to what I have today. I don't have to feel guilty or that I need to go back to what I was in the past. I am here today. My growth is here today and tomorrow. And it's different. Yes, it's different, but it's the furthest thing from worse. You know, I've transitioned into a hybrid of who I used to be. I would still love to go to a club and drop it low and be kind of a douchebag. I would love that. That sounds great. But I also love a nice slow walk on the river, maybe a pumpkin patch, maybe a farmer's market, a nice crisp kombucha to sip on, filing my taxes on time, you know, different, not worse, not at all worse, not even close to being worse, just different. And I'd really encourage you, I know I said no mantras, but here we go. I'd encourage you to say that out loud to yourself. Different is not worse. Different is not worse. Because that's the facts, man. That's the facts. Different is not worse. And the moment you recognize that, I really think is the moment for me personally that I really shifted my thinking. Because it's like, well, shit, if different is not worse, well, that certainly means there's some pretty cool things and pretty cool people waiting for me, that I'm creating those experiences, that I'm earning those experiences, right? Heck yes. And then that leads you to kind of the final conclusion I think we should all have. It's that your potential in life isn't this finite thing. It doesn't like run out. You don't run out of potential. It's not like you only have so much potential and once you've exhausted your 20s or your 30s or whatever, that you're like, you run out of it, you run dry. I don't think that's the case. I think that potential is limitless. And it's limitless because it basically resets every time you embrace different. Different goals, different expectations, different standards, different friends, different cities, whatever transition you're going into. Every time you embrace different and recognize that it doesn't mean worse, I really think your potential resets. And then it's all upside from there, not downhill, it's upside. And that understanding for me really opens myself up and it helps me see my life in a different way. That with this logic, it's impossible that my best days are behind me. My growth requires change, it requires sacrifice, and it requires different. But different does not mean worse. And because of that, I'm confident that, yeah, I had some great days in my past, great experiences, great habits, great energy, whatever. But now I'm entering into a different phase of life. And different, in my mind, can be the most rewarding thing in the world if we just assume that it will be, that different is not worse. So that's it. I'm going to end it right there. Shorter episode. I hope that was helpful. Hope it gave you something to think about. If it did, I'd love it if you share this episode, share this podcast with a friend. And I'd also be very grateful if you would check out newmindsethoodist.com, pick up a journal or two. I think journaling, specifically gratitude journaling, could be a game changer when it comes to this idea. So that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.